The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. Or if you're new here, welcome to Try Not to Care. I'm Ashley. I post every single Monday. You never know what you're going to get, except you will when you read the title before you listen, always. But today, I wanted to talk about my birthday, because if you don't know, if you didn't listen to the last episode, if you don't follow me on social media, my birthday's a week from, no, it's a week, if you, when you're listening to this in real time, it's like 3 days away. My birthday's April 4th. If you want to mark your calendars to make sure you wish me a happy birthday. But I wanted to do a birthday episode because last year I did one, but it was a super sad birthday episode where I talked about hot girls crying their birthday and birthday struggles. And I still stand by everything I said in that episode, and I still feel that way. But I want to take a different approach, a different direction, and talk about celebrating yourself and what I'm doing this year and what I'm doing differently than last year. Just a little sit down, chit chat, birthday talk with me. I'm sitting here drinking my poppy strawberry lemonade. Just had a stroke. Sorry about that. Strawberry lemonade poppy out of a wine glass. I was going to do like a truth or drink. And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't get wasted in the middle of the day because I have things to do. It's a vibe. I'm in my sweatpants drinking my poppy. And yeah, so before I get into today's episode, make sure to give Try Not to Care a 5-star review. Follow my socials. It'd be the best birthday present ever. But yeah, let's get into it. So I spoke about this in my last year's birthday episode, and I made a TikTok video about this, which went pretty viral, which I think was because people relate to it. But every year when my birthday comes around, I feel super bummed out about it, and I almost dread it because every year I'm reminded that I don't have friends who care enough about me to care about my birthday and to celebrate me. Every year I'm reminded that I don't have a lot of friends, and if I do want to do something for my birthday, I have to do it myself. And I'm reminded of how lonely I am and how much I want to be accepted and loved and cared for, and how badly I want friends and how badly I want a big friend group. In my early 20s, I was part of a big friend group, and before them, I always wanted to be part of one. And even after being kicked out of that big friend group, I still wanted to be part of one because I thought the more friends you had, the more important you were, the more people liked you, the more plans you had, the more fun you had. And I felt like if I didn't have a big friend group, I was wasting my 20s because I had less of a chance of doing all the things that you're supposed to be doing in your 20s, like partying and going out and going on vacation and having these big birthday celebrations. So when I was in that big friend group and someone's birthday would come around, specifically one of the girls' birthdays, it seemed like the group of friends would put a lot of thought and effort into their birthday. They would throw them a birthday party. They would all chip in and get them a present or like a birthday basket. They just made that person feel very important. But when it came to my birthday, I didn't get the same. I had to beg people to show up for me. I had to beg people to do things. And I just didn't get the same celebration that others did. And it made me feel very insignificant in the group. I felt like an outsider, and it made me question, are these people who I call my friends actually my friends? Do they even like me? I remember my 22nd birthday. I was throwing myself a birthday party, as I do every single year. I got a hotel room at a casino, and I was on my way to go pick up my birthday dress, and I was on the phone with one of my friends, and I was just asking her, like, what time are you coming? And we're talking about the birthday party and how it's going to be so good. And I was confiding in her how I was afraid people weren't going to come and how I feel like I always give but I never get. And I'm under the impression that she's coming because she says she's coming. And I'm also talking about how I'm afraid of people not coming and not showing up for me. So like an hour before, I get a text from her and she says that she's not coming. And I don't remember exactly why, but ultimately she didn't come. And it was just a huge slap in the face and it really fucking hurt. And I think that was like the beginning of the end of that friendship. It just hurt and it confirmed everything I was feeling relating to that friend group. And then last year I threw myself a birthday party and some people didn't show up because they were busy or whatever the reason was, and that's fine. But something that really hurt me was there were some people who I was insecure with our connection. I thought they didn't really like me and the only reason we were friends was because my boyfriend was close with them. And it was just confirmed when I invited them to this party and they didn't show up. And they didn't even give me like a, hey, I'm not coming. They just didn't come. It's bad enough for someone to just not show up without telling you they're not coming. But it hurts even more to know the reason they're not coming is because they don't care enough about you. Because if it was someone else's birthday, they would have made sure they had the time to go. They would have made sure they didn't fall asleep. They would have made sure that they didn't double book. But they didn't care about me enough to show up for me, and that's what hurt. I have never had a group of people throw me a birthday party or chip in on a gift for me or arrange anything for my birthday. Like if I'm doing something for my birthday, it's because I'm doing it for myself. And the reason that I throw myself a birthday party or decorate the party or do these things is because if I don't, it's not going to happen. And I know people are going to say, you can't expect people to spend money on you. You can't expect people to take time off for you. You can't expect people to do these things for you. And you're right, you can't expect them. But you also can't blame people for wanting people in their life to celebrate them, especially when you see them doing that for other people. If they're capable of throwing a birthday party for this other person every single year, why is it wrong for me to wish that they would do something similar for me? Even just, I don't know, give me a gift. I've also felt like my birthday was a letdown every single year because I was never doing what I actually wanted to do. I would bring up these ideas of what I wanted to do for my birthday, like I wanted to go on a trip or I wanted to go out for dinner and dancing or whatever, and people just would not be down. They didn't want to spend the money, which I understand, or they just couldn't do that, or they didn't want to drive out there, whatever the reason being. And when they didn't want to, that meant I wasn't going to do that either. Because in the past, I thought in order to do the things that I wanted to do, I had to do them with other people. And if others didn't want to, that meant I was also not doing it. With all that being said, my mindset around friendships and relationships and my birthday is so different than previous years, even last year. In previous years, if people didn't come around and make plans with me or show their interest in my birthday, I would be upset and it would ruin my day. And the month leading up to my birthday, I'd be stressing out and crying and freaking out because I knew it was approaching and I knew how devastated I was going to be when it was finally my birthday and I didn't get the love and attention I wanted. And I'm sorry, I know people are going to say that it's just another day, like you can't expect people to give everything to you, but I wanted to feel loved and I wanted to feel appreciated by the people in my life. People might call me crazy or ridiculous for wanting that, and people might say no one owes you anything, like you can't expect people to just drop everything for you, and I understand that. But it's also not insane for you to want people that you care about to care about you. It's not ridiculous for you to want your friends to go out and make you feel special and celebrate you when every year you do that for them or all year round you do that for them. So it's like, I'm sorry that I want one special day for myself. But the reason I'm not so focused on that this year and why I'm not so fixated on how others are going to treat me or how others are going to show up for me is one, I have really good people in my life and they validate me and care for me and love me every single day. It's not just one day they're coming out of the woodworks to show up for me. And two, I know regardless of how people treat me or show up for me, my birthday is still going to be good because I'm going to make it good. I'm going to show up for myself and celebrate myself this year. Every single year, I would be upset that I had nothing to do on my birthday because others were busy or they didn't want to hang out or they just weren't giving me the effort that I wanted. But I was ignoring the fact that I was the biggest part of the problem. I wasn't showing up for myself. I wasn't making plans for myself. I wasn't putting an effort. I wasn't doing things for myself. I was doing them for others and their validation and their perception of me. Last year, I threw myself a birthday party. And was it fun? Yeah, you give me Taco Bell, a margarita, and a sombrero, and I'm going to have a good time. But was it what I actually wanted to do? No. The only reason I did it was so I had something to do on my birthday. I only did it because I knew it was what was easy for everyone. I didn't have to ask people to spend their money on me. I didn't have to ask people to take work off. I knew throwing a party at my house was the best chance I had at people actually showing up and me actually doing something on my birthday. It wasn't what I actually wanted to do though. Like there was a million other things I would have enjoyed doing, but it was just the easiest option. But because I was catering to other people, I wasn't doing what I actually wanted to do. I wasn't putting thought or care into my birthday. It's kind of like when someone gets you a card or re-gifts you a present. It's nice that they got you something, but it's not meaningful and it doesn't feel right. And I essentially was doing the same thing for myself. I was doing something for my birthday, but not what I actually wanted. And because it wasn't what I actually wanted to do, I still felt like shit after. Like I would have felt just as bad about my birthday if I just stayed in bed and didn't do anything at all. When I had that realization, it hit me that I was treating myself the way that others were treating me and in the way that I was criticizing others of treating me. And it hit me that I can't expect others to care about me when I don't care about myself. I can't expect others to show up for me when I'm not showing up for myself. Why do I expect all these other people to drop everything for me when they've made it known that I'm not their main priority, but I am my main priority, or at least I should be, and I'm not dropping everything for myself. I'm not doing the things that I want to do. I'm not showing up for myself. It's like getting mad at your boyfriend for not buying you flowers when you haven't told him you want flowers, but you know you want flowers and you walk past that flower stand every single day and you don't buy yourself flowers because you're like, oh, I don't want to spend the money. I don't have enough time. Someone else will do it. Why do you expect someone else to do it when they don't know you want the flowers, but you know you want them, but you won't spend the money on yourself? You won't take the time for yourself. If you can't do that for yourself, why do you expect someone else to do it? Why am I expecting my friends to make me a birthday cake or decorate my house when I'm not doing that for myself because I think it costs too much money or it takes too much time? Why am I expecting other people to do that when I'm not doing that for me, when I'm my main priority? If I'm the love of my life and I'm still not doing that, why would anyone do that when they don't feel that way towards me? I love myself the absolute most. If I'm not showing up for myself, why would literally anyone else? Something that I also have to remind myself is just because friends or family aren't showing up for us in the way that we want them to, it doesn't mean they're doing that in a malicious way. It's not because they don't care. It's not because they don't love us. They just might have a lot of shit going on, or they're busy or whatever. And it's really easy for us to read into that and be offended by it. And there's also friendships who do hurt us and blow us off, and they just aren't good friends. But there are people who aren't doing it with bad intent. Just because someone can't afford to spoil me on my birthday or go out with me on my birthday doesn't mean they don't care about me. But on the opposite side of that, if I have the time and I have the money to spend on myself, if I have the time to celebrate myself and I'm not, what does that say about me? I feel like I would be grouped in with those friends who have blown me off and hurt my feelings, and I'm just as bad as them. I'm sitting here being like, oh, my birthday's gonna suck. No one's gonna do anything with me, when I'm not booked or busy. I have the whole day to do whatever I want, and I'm choosing not to. I'm choosing to sit around and cry about how no one else cares about me, when the one person who does care about me the absolute most is right here, and I'm being just as bad as everyone else, if not worse. I think a lot of people worry about the idea of their birthday and their image associated with their birthday. Like, I remember in middle school wanting to have the most birthday messages on my Facebook wall, because if you didn't, it was embarrassing and you were uncool, or you didn't have friends, or people didn't like you. It was almost a popularity thing and a showy thing than just gratitude for people wishing me a happy birthday. And I think the idea carried with me to my adult years. I would be paranoid that if I didn't have people wishing me a happy birthday, or I wasn't posting about how amazing my birthday was, and I wasn't doing something so crazy with my friends, people would think I'm not deserving of those things, and that people don't like me and I don't have friends. My birthday became much less about me and more about what people thought about me and about how people would treat me and how many friends I had or how many people cared about me. Wondering who is going to talk to me and wish me a happy birthday, who I was going to cut off because they weren't there for me. And it just became so much about others and not about me at all. I talked about this in my last episode, but birthdays are meant to celebrate you and celebrate another year of life. It's not just another day. It's not just getting older. It's a reminder that you are privileged enough to live another year and a celebration of everything you've done up until this point. There's been so many obstacles and chaos throughout my life, and my life could have ended a long time ago. I've spoken about this before, but I didn't think I was going to live until 25. I'd always say to my friends, I can't see life past 25, so I literally think I'm out at 25. So to be here now, I am insanely grateful, and that's what I should be celebrating. I should be celebrating the fact that 14-year-old Ashley isn't wondering if things are ever going to get better because I'm 27 now. Well, I'm going to be 27, and they are. I'm celebrating healing and learning and thriving. I'm celebrating the fact that I'm living out my dreams and doing everything that teenage Ashley wanted to do. I'm celebrating the fact that I let go of people who hurt me so badly, and I've made so many great friends along the way. I'm celebrating the fact that I finally got my message out there and I found my voice and I get to do this podcast every single Monday. That's what my birthday is about. It's not about my age or what I'm doing. It's about my growth and what I've done and just being proud of who I am and celebrating who I am. I feel like that's so clear when you win an award or you get a promotion or you buy a house. When you do something and you have this tangible thing, you've been rewarded. And you can be like, oh, I deserve to celebrate now because I have accomplished this. But when it comes to your birthday, you don't think about it in the same way. We don't feel like we've accomplished anything. It's just a day that we either dread or this day that we feel like we have to be doing something extravagant. It happens every year, so it feels repetitive and not as important as it should be. And because of that, we feel like we need other people to validate its importance than just celebrating ourselves. This goes for everything, not just your birthday. Like, every year I dread my birthday because I think it's going to be bad and that others aren't going to make it good. But if I want to have a good birthday, I need to make it good. I need to take care of it myself. Otherwise, I'm going to be receiving less than I deserve. And I don't want to be thinking about it as I have to do this or my birthday's going to suck. Like, I have to do it. I want to get to the point of I get to do this. I get to celebrate myself. If you want to become a model, sure, someone could come up to you and scout you, but the quickest way to make it happen is to go out of your way and pursue it yourself. You can't rely on others to make your dreams a reality. You can't rely on others to take care of your business, to make you happy, to make your dreams a reality. Yeah, there's a chance they could, but if you want things for yourself, you need to make them happen. With that being said, you might be like, okay, well then what are you doing for your birthday this year? Like, what are you doing to make your birthday super exciting and special? You talk a big game. What are you actually doing? So I had a lot of anxiety leading up to my birthday, as I do every single year. And like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was like, oh my God, it's March and I still have nothing planned for my birthday. Great. Going to be another year where I don't do anything and I'm bummed out and I'm upset because I didn't take the time to plan something for myself or arrange something. So I sat down and I really thought, like, what do I want to do this year? sure, I could throw a party, but do I really want to do that? Do I even have enough friends to do that? Am I really going to throw a party and be around a bunch of people that I'm not even really close with just to post photos and videos to show that I'm having a party? And I decided I didn't want to do that. And I made a list of things that I was interested in doing. And ultimately, I decided that I'm going to rent a room at this 5-star hotel that's literally right next to Taylor Swift's house in Rhode Island that I've always wanted to go to. But it's extremely expensive. And I could just never justify doing it because of the price. But I thought, think of all the times I've wanted my friends to plan a party for me or spend money on me. Or I wanted to go somewhere and they didn't want to spend money on the trip, and how I was a little upset about it. I am doing the same exact thing, but myself. I have the money to do it. I have the time to do it. If there's ever a time to do it, it's on my birthday. So book a room. And I'm having two of my childhood best friends come with me, and I'm not expecting them to pitch in at all because, like I said, it's expensive. And I told myself I'm just grateful if they're taking the day off to come with me and celebrate me. And it's not about money. It's not about anything other than just doing what I want to do with the people that I want to be with and enjoying myself. And we're going to spend the night there, get dinner there, get drinks. We're right on the beach. We're going to do a sound bath, is that what it's called? Sound bath meditation? That sounds wrong, but I think that's what it's called. And we're going to do yoga, and it's just going to be really relaxing and exactly what I want. And then I took it a step further. Every year I want to go to Coachella and Revolve Fest. I always said I'm going to go. If I ever get invited to Revolve Fest, I'm going. And I never went previous years because it's a lot of money and I just never had anyone to go with. So I told myself this year, if I get invited to either, I'm going. I don't care who with, I don't care if I'm going alone, I'm going. So this year I got invited to Revolve Fest and I booked an Airbnb, I booked the flight, I'm going to Palm Springs and it's the weekend after my birthday. I told myself this is another birthday present to myself. This is a birthday gift to younger me, a celebration for younger me, because I'm doing all the things that I've wanted to do. And it's just a big congratulations to myself for my growth and my persistence. Persistence. Oh my God. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time speaking today. And just to making my dreams a reality. Like, I really did that. I'm really going. That's crazy. Another one of my favorite things to do on my birthday, which I probably won't be doing this year on my actual birthday because I have plans, but you could do this at any time of your birthday month, I think, and that's taking yourself on a solo date to all the restaurants and stores that give you out free birthday goodies. Like last year, I went to Dunkin', Sephora, Ulta, Moe's, and then Jersey Mike's, and I just made a day out of it. I had a huge sandwich. I had a burrito. I got my makeup goodies. I got my coffee. And it was just so much fun driving around, listening to music. I think I filmed the entire thing too. And it was just a fun little solo date. So I will definitely be doing that probably the day after my birthday. So keep a lookout for a video because I love filming those and I love watching them. I also just like seeing what I can get for free. But with that being said, I just want to have fun and do what I want to do moving forward. Like, not even on my birthday, just moving forward in general. When I'm interested in doing something, or I have the urge to do something, or I want to book a vacation, or I want to do a hobby, I just want to do it. Like, I don't want to sit around waiting for the right time or waiting for the right people or waiting for the right reason. I honor my friends, my loved ones' desires all the time, and I just want to get better at honoring my own, honoring my desires, just living my life to the fullest. I know that's so cheesy, but I just want to start listening to myself and taking care of myself more and honoring myself and celebrating myself. And this year, this birthday, I'm absolutely doing that. But that's where I'm going to end today's episode. I know it was a quick one, but I just wanted to do a little birthday episode and hang out with you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to give China to Care a 5-star review on whichever platform you listen to it on. Follow my socials. Make sure to wish me a happy birthday. We're besties. You're my bestie. If I knew it was your birthday, I would wish you a happy birthday. Don't be rude. That's all for today's episode. I love you, besties, and I will talk to you next Monday. Bye, besties.